Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. As you can tell by the way the chapel is adorned today, this is a special day in the life of the church. The color red reminds us that we have set aside this day to honor one of the Lord's saints. We've set aside this day to honor Saint Barnabas, an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. But his real name was not Barnabas. In Acts chapter 4, we learn that his given name was Joseph. Says in chapter 4 of Acts, but he was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus. We know that Barnabas was not only generous in his encouragement, but he was also generous in terms of his own personal finances. For again, from God's holy word, we are told that he sold a field that belonged to him, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. He did so because the early disciples of our Lord held everything in common, and there was not a needy person among them. Barnabas was a man of great standing in the early church. He was so respected that it was he, and he alone, who went to visit that great persecutor of the early church, the much feared Saint Paul, or Saul at that time. With God's help and under God's direction, Barnabas, the son of encouragement, broke down the barriers of fear that prevented the disciples in Jerusalem from believing that Saul had become a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we heard in our text for today, it was Barnabas who was sent to Antioch by the church at Jerusalem. And at Antioch, his fellow Christians recognized Barnabas as a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And it was Barnabas who went out and sought Saint Paul and brought him to Antioch, where for an entire year, the two of them teamed together and taught the Christians at Antioch the good news about Jesus. It was Barnabas who was entrusted with a substantial offering to bring relief to the brothers living in Judea. It was Barnabas whose name was recorded first on a list of prophets and teachers in Antioch. And it was God, the Holy Spirit, who directed the church at Antioch to set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. It was during this missionary journey that Saul was now addressed by the name of Paul. And it was during this journey that Luke changed the order of their names from Barnabas and Saul to Paul and Barnabas. Paul and Barnabas traveled together from city to city, and Barnabas must have been a great encourager, for he recognized that God had blessed Paul with a unique ability to communicate the gospel to the Gentiles. Barnabas was content to not be that preeminent preacher, but to be the encourager in a team ministry that was bringing the gospel to people who were new to its proclamation. But you and I know that we live in a sin-filled world. And unfortunately, things happen between people when sin gets in the way. Paul and Barnabas had taken John Mark with them on that missionary journey, but John Mark had withdrawn from them at Pamphylia. When it came time for another journey, Paul did not want to take John Mark with him, but Barnabas did. And the scriptures record, unfortunately, there arose a sharp disagreement so that they separated from each other. It's at that time that Luke continues to focus on Paul's missionary journeys, and we don't hear much about Barnabas after that time. But what a wonderful insight we have into the early church because of the ministry of Barnabas. Barnabas was a man of great integrity. He was not perfect, but he was used by God, the Holy Spirit, to found the church and spread the good news about Jesus. Barnabas, the son of encouragement. I am sure that all throughout his ministry, Barnabas remained true to his name. He was a son of encouragement. Even when he separated from St. Paul, he continued to proclaim the gospel, taking John Mark with him to Cyprus, because God's vineyard is a very large vineyard, large enough to separate us from each other when necessary. You and I can learn a lot from Barnabas. You and I are also to be encouragers of God's people. We have many opportunities as pastors of the church and as deaconesses to speak words of encouragement to God's people. But there are people in the world who don't understand our role, and they will confuse the encouragement that we give with the encouragement they think that we should be given. We are not psychologists. We are not family therapists. Our mission is not just to make people feel good or to help them cope with the challenging circumstances before them. We are proclaimers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The most encouraging message that we have is the message that is uniquely ours to share. That is the good news about the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There will be others who will be quick to share with you what they think you are to be about. But like Barnabas, we are to be a son or a daughter of encouragement. We are to bring to others the best message the world has ever known, and the message that all people so desperately need to hear. Like Barnabas, we are to exhort them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. There is no greater message that brings comfort than the one that has been entrusted to us by God. The gospel, and only the gospel, the good news of our salvation in Jesus Christ, can bring true and lasting comfort and peace to a people burdened with sin. So now it is time to celebrate the gospel as our Lord comes to us and gives us of himself in this Holy Supper. May this holy meal also serve to encourage you to be a Barnabas, to be an encourager of the people that God will one day entrust to your spiritual care. Amen. Let us rise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.